We're going to do the laws of tzitzit, and we're up to chapter 18. This chapter 18 is going to talk about the zman tzitzit, that is the time for tzitzit. In it, uboy heisifim, there are five sections within this chapter. Difference between hey and a ches is just a little space in between the left leg to the top. So it's sometimes the old print is not so clear. So, paragraph one, section aleph. Laila lav zman tzitzis hu. The nighttime is not the time for tzitzit. What does it mean? Why is the nighttime not the time of tzitzit? Because in the verse it states, Shenemar ur isem oisoi, because the Torah says, you shall see him. So you shall see the tzitzit. Now, at nighttime, well, we have lights today, and there's ways of seeing things, but in the Torah, in the context, it means that you have to be able to see the tzitzit. And therefore, we learn from this that prat, that excludes, ur isem oisoi v'goyimer, prat, that excludes, Likisus Lilo. That is a garment of a nighttime, because a garment of the nighttime, you don't see it, and therefore you don't have to put tzitzit on it. So if the stipulation is that you have to see it, so what about a garment of somebody who is visually impaired, somebody who can't see? Aval ksusuma, but a garment of a person who can't see, of a blind person, chayiv b'tzitzis, that would be obligated. That garment has to have tzitzis, and the reason is mipnei sheyeshnoi b'riya etzel achedim, because others can see it. So you have to be able to see it. Doesn't mean that you have to see it. Since others can see the tzitzit that you're wearing, that already qualifies and as tzitzit, as the garment that you can see it, and therefore you would have to put tzitzit on that garment. V'lochein, and therefore, afilu yilbeshenu hasuma, not only if another person should wear a garment that the blind person owns, and let's say that he gives it to him to use, to do the mitzvah, something like that, would he have to make a bracha and use those tzitzit to make a bracha because he can see it? But even the blind person himself, even if the blind person himself puts it on, he has to put tzitzit, even if nobody else is going to wear it, because a garment of somebody who is can't see is still obligated in tzitzit. A garment that you use at nighttime is not obligated in tzitzit. A garment that is used by a blind person is obligated in tzitzit. Even that blind person has to put on the tzitzit. Now there is a debate in the Talmud whether a blind person is even obligated in mitzvahs at all. But the ruling is that a blind person is obligated in all the mitzvahs, and therefore he would make, this is a discussion elsewhere in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, but here we see clearly that he would be obligated to put in the tzitzis over there. We weren't talking necessarily about making the bracha, we were talking about whether there is an obligation to put on tzitzit on a garment which is used for a blind person. Yes?
Is there a tradition that tzitzits are shown?
That is part of it, yes. Absolutely, yes, that's part of it. Yes, yes. Because the Torah says you'll see them and then you'll remember all the mitzvahs. So in order to remember, you have to see them. Section 2, paragraph 2, Siv Beis. Yesh oimrim sheloi miyit hakosuv elo kisus she'enei b'ri'iyo b'shas levisho. There are those that say that the verse here has not really excluded. The only thing it excludes in this verse is a garment that you cannot see at the time that you're putting it on. So when you put it on that you can't see, then you don't have to make, then you don't have to put tzitzis. V'lochein. And therefore, kol ma sheloivish balaylo, anything that you put on at nighttime, whether you're putting on afilu ksusa miyuchad l'yoyim, even if it is a garment which is used for the daytime. So it's a garment that you use in the daytime, but right now you are not going to put it on the daytime. You're going to put it on at nighttime. So we're going to say, potu. That's exempt. So it doesn't matter what the garment is designated as, what its use is, but what matters is when you are putting it on. If you are putting it on during the time that you can't see at nighttime, so even if it's a garment which is designated for the daytime, but I'm putting it on at nighttime, it doesn't need tzitzis. So if I have a four-cornered garment, which is a daytime garment, but I'm going to put it on at nighttime, it's fine. Avol kol ma sheloivish b'yoyim. But if you should put on a garment on the daytime, right? Over there, we don't, also it doesn't matter. Afilu ksus ha-miyuchad le-layla. Even if it's a garment, which is a night garment, it's a night garment, so it's designated to wear it when it's dark. But now you want to put on that garment during the daytime while it's light. Then it's chayv lahatul boi tzitzis. Then you would have to put in tzitzis koydem shel b'shenu before you put it on. Because you can see it when you're putting it on. So it doesn't go by where, what kind, what its use is made for. It goes only by when you put it on. If you're putting it on a garment during the daytime, you have to put in tzitzis. If you put on during the nighttime, you don't have to put in tzitzis. So technically, according to them, any night garment doesn't have need tzitzis. Any day garment needs tzitzis, but whether it's designated for the day or designated for the night doesn't make a difference. That's one opinion. But the Yeshemrim, there's another opinion. Sheloi miyit hakosuv elo ksus hamyuchad lelaylo. The Torah only excluded a garment which is designated for the nighttime. Sheoise ksus hu poter. So the Torah wasn't talking about the person putting it on. The Torah was talking about a type of a garment. And the Torah said, if it's a garment which is used at the nighttime, such a garment is exempt. Now, we don't care. Even if you're going to put it on during the daytime, we don't care because it's not a day garment. It's a type of a garment. It's a garment that is worn at nighttime, and therefore you can put it on daytime also. Because it's made, that garment has been made to be used in a time which is not normally seen. But if you have a garment which is designated either just for the day, or for the day, and even for the night. So the type of garment it is, it's not specifically a night garment. It's either a day or a day and night garment. Over there, we also don't care when you put it on. Chayiv b'tzitzis, afim lev shabalaylo. Then you're chayiv in tzitzis, even if you put it on at nighttime. Since it doesn't go by when you're putting it on, it goes up by what style of a garment it is. And if it's a garment that has obligation day and night, then you have to put it on, even if you put it on at nighttime. And furthermore, v'yivarech alav, and according to that opinion, you make a bracha on it. Kivon shenase l'loif shoy be'eis sheroy liria, because it's made to put it on at the time that is fit to be seen. So it really goes what kind of a garment it is. And therefore, so it turns out it makes a big difference. So say a talit katan that we wear, right? So what are we going to do now if you're going to put on a talit katan at nighttime? Especially in our tradition, we sleep with the talit katan. So the question is, according to one according to the one opinion, this is according to the opinion that says, once it comes the nighttime, you don't make no bracha. What happens if I get a new pair of tzitzis at nighttime? I'm putting on a new pair of tzitzis. Which, if I put on a new pair of tzitzis in the daytime, I'd have to make a bracha. Al mitzvah tzitzis, for putting on the tzitzis. Any garment, even if I made it already once, the bracha in the morning, but wearing a new garment, I'm fulfilling a new mitzvah. I mean, if you put them on one after the other, consecutively, we'll learn, you can make one bracha for all of them that you're putting on. But here, in the middle of the day, I want to put on a talis cotton, or a talis gadol, whatever, you have to make a bracha, right? What happens if you're putting on a talis at nighttime, a talis cotton at nighttime? It would depend which opinion we follow. According to the first opinion that we brought down over here, you would not, at nighttime, you won't make a bracha. You won't have, because it all goes when you're putting it on. You at nighttime, you don't make no bracha on tzitzis. According to the second opinion, since that garment is used also for daytime also, so then you have to have tzitzis, you have to make a bracha. So what do we do? So the Alter Rebbe writes like this. Since it has not been decided to us, it has not been decided for us who the ruling is like, can you hear me? So yesh lahachmir bisuri Torah. So when it comes to Torah prohibition, we must be stringent. Kichumris beis hasvaris. We have to go stringently. We have to cover both ideas, and we have to do it what's better called to both of them. Dahainu, that is lahatil tzitzis biksil samyuchad liyom velaylo. That we should put tzitzis in a garment which is made for day and night. Of course, only for the day, but Avim Leisha Belayla, even if you wear it by nighttime. So it's a garment that is used for both. So then, even if you're using it at nighttime, you should still have tzitzis because it is used for day and night. V'chein yatil tzitzis afilu liksus amyuchad lelayla. And the same thing is, you should put tzitzis, even if it's designated for the nighttime, im Leisha Belayla. If you put it on the daytime, you're gonna put on still the tzitzis there, because according to the second opinion, even though it's miyuchad lelayla, but since you're putting it on the daytime, according to the second opinion, you have to make the bracha. Abul inyan habracha. That's only to tell you when you're obligated to put the tzitzis on. But as far as making a bracha when you put it on, kivan the suffik brachas lahakil, the ruling is that whenever we're not sure to make a bracha, we're lenient, we don't make the bracha, because we want to make sure not to mention God's name in vain. L'chein lo yivorech, therefore you don't make a bracha, rak shaloivish b'ksu b'yoyim, ksus hamyuchad l'yoyim, or ksus hamyuchad l'yoyim v'laylo. So you don't make a bracha only on a garment that is designated for day and or day and nighttime. When you're putting it on the daytime, so then according to all opinions, you will make a bracha. But either having a ksus laila, as I said before, a night garment that you're going to put on in the daytime, or which, according to the opinion is, according to the second opinion, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. So you're not going to make a bracha on it because it's designated for the nighttime. You're not going to make a bracha. So you don't make a bracha according, because that's the opinion. And if you wear at nighttime a garment which is designated for the daytime or day and nighttime, since according to the first opinion, you don't make a bracha because you're still putting it in the nighttime, you don't need tzitzis, you're not going to make a bracha. Okay? Did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Continuing in chapter 18, we're doing paragraph 3, section 3, Seif Gimel. So he says like this, Mi shahoya lavush talis godl mi be'od yom. Someone who was wearing a talis godl during the daytime, you had a talis godl on you. Tzarich lepoishte me'olav, he must remove it from him. Kishemaschilim borchu. When they begin Baruchu for Ma'ariv, when they say Baruchu, he has to remove it. Even though he doesn't say that it's nighttime yet, it's not dark outside yet, but when they start Baruchu in the shul, you must remove it.
For Ma'ariv.
Why? Yeah, why? Yeah.
But you don't wear it for mincha either, do you?
That, no, but right now we're talking about you've been wearing it. Yeah, we don't actually. Chabad doesn't. The other people, some people do, but we don't.
Tomorrow,
only for shachris we would tell us.
Right,
conservatives the same way. They don't wear it.
Yeah, they don't wear it either.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen. At least we have something in common. So, when you start baruchu, now me'achar.
No, I've never started.
Me'achar the achshav ein loivshin as hatalitz ela l'shei mitzvah tzitzis. Since now, why do people wear the talis? People don't wear the talis because they want to wear a garment. Now, if a person just happened to wear a garment which has four corners and he put in tzitzis in them, then you're going to argue, why should I put it off? I want to wear my clothes, my clothes. But that's not the case. Now we know that we don't put on the talis. The only purpose we put on the talis, el shem mitzvah tzitzis, is to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's why we're putting on the talis. The im yi olava talis belaila, if he's going to have the talis upon him at nighttime, yi nira it'll appear kiilu soiver the laila's mat tzitzisu. Then he would be coming across as if he thinks that at nighttime is a time for tzitzis. We know that at nighttime is not a time for tzitzis, as we learned in the earlier Seifim, that at nighttime is no time for tzitzis. So putting on a mitzvah talis during having it on you during the time when there's no mitzvah of tzitzis is like declaring people make a mistake. They'll start thinking that nighttime is a mitzvah of tzitzis. Right?
Assuming he doesn't have the talit katan on.
Yeah, well, talit katan is different.
No, because you don't need a talit gadol if you have a talit katan.
And he doesn't need a talit gadol to wear all that. But we're talking about a requirement to remove it even if you have it on you. We're not talking to put it on.
But how about the
we're talking about even just to hold it on. You're davening. You're not in the mood of taking off your talis yet. No, he says you have to remove it. Because since today this talis is meant only for the mitzvah, people will mistakenly think that a nighttime is a mitzvah of tzitzis because here you're putting on a mitzvah of tzitzis. Vim ye all about talis balayla ye nira kilu sever. Talis gonna be at nighttime is gonna appear as if he holds the laila's mat tzitzis. Now there is an exception. Which night is an exception?
Kol Nidre.
Excellent. Avo Belele Yom HaKippurim. But the night of Yom Kippur, Hakol Noyegim Lis Atel Betalas Gadol. Everybody has the custom to wrap themselves up in this Talas Gadol. Ulevarich Olav Mibayid Yom. You make the bracha while it's still daytime, because that's when you're obligated. You can't make a bracha at nighttime, so you make the bracha at the daytime. The ein mesiri noisa balayla. We do not take it off at nighttime.
Why can't you make
that? Why? Mipnei shadover yadua. What?
Why can't you make the bracha when you put it on?
You make it when you put it on, but you have to be during the daytime. And you can't put it on at nighttime because there's no obligation of tzitzit. You can't make a bracha.
That's why it's not kol nidre before it gets dark.
Or you put on the talis. You can start kol nidre a little later, but we're talking about just putting on the talis before kol nidre. So you have to put it on while it's still daytime. So
kol nidre usually starts just a hair before dark.
Yeah. But you put on the talis beforehand.
That has no bearing on either one.
What do you mean?
In other words, does kol nidre have to start before it actually gets dark?
Kol nidre as soon as it gets dark is the shkia, right? That's
so
the right time.
So you put your talis on before.
Yeah.
But you have to put it on before, so you make the bracha while it's daytime. And then we don't remove it. Why? Well, here we said that when it comes nighttime, you have to remove it. He says, "Mnei shadover yedua," because that is something which is known. It's public knowledge. She'ein leiv shenoytzel l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, that we're not putting it on to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. Elok dei lidomis l'malochim. Just so we want to be like angels. We want to compare ourselves to angels. So therefore, loishim levenim, we put on white clothing. That's why people put on the white clothing. Umisatvin levenim, we wrap in white. So the reason is, talis is usually white, you know, I guess, unless you have to bring it to the cleaners. But it's semi-white, it's not fully white, it has black stripes in it, our talisim. Some have other colors, you know, different, they're blue, different colors. But generally speaking, it seems like bringing down the verse that they dress white and they wrap in white. So it appears that the meaning of wrapping here means that the talis is also a white talis, so to speak.
You wrap somebody. Walk home with your talis on?
No, I leave it in shul, I come back, and then I take it from the house.
No, you said you have to keep it on.
No, at nighttime for a while you're doing the services for Kol Nidre and Maariv for as long as the services. After the services, you take it off.
You take it off.
Yeah, you take it off and then you go. Then
so
you put it on
like
back.
After they blow the shofar.
In the morning you're talking about?
No,
now.
No. I'm
nighttime?
At
no
the night when it's
nighttime.
Over.
They don't blow the shofar.
No.
Man, by Neila, after Neila.
Neila.
Right?
And then when you do Maariv, you're supposed to take the talus off.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a
some places you go, they do, and some places you go, they don't.
No,
in Chabad.
No,
after Neila, when you do Myra.
Right?
Right.
You're supposed to take it off.
Here they keep it on.
And some places
so
they take
do
it off.
So, when we do it, we make it a compromise, and what we do is we take it off our head and we put on the hat. So, you're not really wrapped in the talus. The talus really should be, especially when you make the brach, should be wrapped over your head.
Okay.
And no hat. The hat. But
right.
When you. Daven Maariv, the tradition is that you remove the talus from your head and you put on your hat, and that's way you don't actually take off the talus. It's not to interrupt. I'm not sure exactly what the reason is why we want to keep the talus. Maybe you still want to sort of extend.
Because you're actually the next day already.
Yeah. You want to extend sort of the next. Very
Wait,
good.
Can
but
you
then,
keep it on your shoulders then?
Yes. You just get here the tradition.
From Maariv?
Yeah.
See, I
guess you don't have to. That's the Chabad tradition.
Just for Yom Kippur. Just
for Yom Kippur night, he's saying, even
Neila.
Not
after Neila.
After Neila.
It's over. They blow the shofar. It's
right.
Done.
Yeah, you say Kaddish. Then you do Maariv. And you still
the
have
anymore.
The talus. And you keep the
it's
hat
not
on. But that's not what he's talking about over here.
Yeah.
Here he's talking specifically about Kol Nidre.
Okay.
But over there, we're talking about to remove it. We also
you
don't.
You probably get to it at some point.
No, well, maybe in the laws of. Like, I think it's more tradition than halacha as far as that goes. I think halachically, you probably. Normally you put down. What?
For Maariv?
For Maariv. I always took it off.
Yeah, we fold it up for Maariv.
Yeah, always.
Probably
no
one ever stays.
I'm also going to guess that probably in the olden days, or not even today maybe, people don't leave the talus in the shul and take it the next day. They take it with them. So maybe they didn't want to, bother carrying it. They just use it really. If you talk about a talus is really a wrap. It's really something that you wear. I mean, we wear it for a mitzvah, but it sort of wraps you around. So maybe the people want to still use it as a wrap around, but not to be mistaken with the mitzvah, you take it off your head. So it would be an extra bother to take it off.
I see people walking, on Shabbos,
right?
And they have talus on.
Yeah.
And there is
they
a
don't
want to.
I'm an Arab, you mean?
I mean,
either they don't go. Yeah, an Arab is actually a mechitza. You're not so wrong.
But an Arab.
Arab is a tourist pass.
So why do they do that? Why do they just either?
Some people don't go by the Arab because it doesn't meet all standards. Number one, and some people maybe they're cold. They want to wear the talis. I don't know. Maybe they want to show the people in the street that it's Shabbos.
Too many people doing that anymore. Because of the arrows, you usually don't see it.
Or they could leave it in the shore.
Yeah, depending on what the circumstances
are. They go to a different one.
Okay, let's do one more sif. Sif Dalit. Kol Iver Lifnei HaTeva. The one who's leading the services. Now, leading services includes not only the three or most of the regular services, Afilu Loimar Slichos V'Tachanunim. Even to say the Slichos. Tachanunim, that is when we like before Rosh Hashanah, we do the slichas, right?
Saturday night. Yeah.
Okay, but or every morning that we do.
Right.
Okay. But whenever you do leading services, tzarich lis'ativ b'talis gadol, one needs to wrap himself up with a talis gadol, mipnei kavod hatzibur. Because of respect for the community. It's a respect for the community
so that
the leader with the talis. Bafilu loymar kaddish yosim, even if one wants to go up and say a mourner's kaddish, lead the Sudhi mourner's kaddish, there are those that say, yesh misha'im eshetzarech lis atif. They say that you need to wrap around. Velochein mutorim lis atif afilu belaila. That's why. They are permitted, if you wrap yourself up as a shliach tzibur, even at nighttime, the adover yudua, for it's known, she'ein miskavnin l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, they know that they're not intending to do the mitzvah tzitzis, elo mipnei kavod tzibur, just because of respect of the tzibur. Now this is the Alter Rebbe Ruzun Shulchan Aruch, but in the Chabad tradition, and according to, based on also the Kabbalah and Halacha, there is the actual tradition, the practice is that in Chabad we do not put up talis, not for mincha and not for mar. Right. The shliach tzibur does not put on. However, for slichos, we do put on a talis. The one who leads the slicha services will put on a talis, but not for mincha, not for marv. There is according to the Kabbalah, there is something wrong to put on the talis, not only what the halacha states, but it's also spiritually not the right thing to put on a talis at nighttime. And therefore, we don't put on a talis. Furthermore, even for the Aliyah, for the Torah, the general tradition is in most shuls, in the Ashkenaz shuls is, and perhaps for the Sephardi shuls too, that they have the person going up to the Aliyah, he gets a talis. And that will probably be also connected to here, because he's called leading the services when he reads. Because originally, the one who used to get the Aliyah would actually be the one that... actually be the one that read for the community.
Right.
But in our tradition, neither the one that reads from the Torah, neither the one getting the Aliyah would put on the talis. That's just the Chabad tradition
that
way.
Well, for Mincha, we don't put on the talis.
Yeah, for Mincha, we don't put on at all the talis.
And you read the Torah.
Yeah, we read the Torah. Enough? Right, right. And now, the only other thing is, sometimes people aren't dressed properly, especially in the summer, so you do have to be respectful before the Torah, and you have to have all the clothing. People are not, and unfortunately, in places where it's very hot, like in Israel, and there's a lot of people who do services, and you know, they come into the shul like straight from the street with very cut shorts,
so
and very, and then they go over and lead the services. That's definitely not respectful. So sometimes that's why a talis can sometimes be helpful, not to offend anybody, just to make it a little more respectful, so that people cover up parts of their body which are shouldn't be really when you're doing services.
You told me once that you won't let someone get an aliyah if they're wearing shorts here.
Saying I wouldn't let is very hard, but
no, I mean,
I think it's not a proper.
Right.
It's not a proper.
Because some shuls, you know, people, when I was in Israel,
that's all the time.
They wear shorts all the time.
You but know. You know what? I want to say this, I think. You know, I just want to tell you the rules. Some of the laws of tzinius, of modesty, of covering, some things go by the place what the people are accustomed
right.
to.
Right.
In Israel, I mean, people all the time walk without socks. They wear sandals all the time. People don't bother putting on
too
socks.
Too hot.
It's too hot. And it's something which
it's
is acceptable.
Accepted in the community.
So over there, that's not considered, as the Shulchan Aruch discusses about it, it's not considered to be a revealed part of your body which needs to be covered.
Right.
Because everybody reveals it. It's not something which is covered. I think generally, even in shorts or even in Israel, it's sort of more accepted. People do that.
Right.
So they give a leave. But in America, I think we still have a little bit more. Like, you're not going to come to a meeting with your boss in shorts.
Right.
Right? You're not going to go out for a date.
It's the climate.
But in Israel, it's all
interesting.
In Israel, they don't bother even dressing up. You know, they come in with their jeans and they're to a wedding. They come with
No suits, no nothing. Sure, no suits.
No suits. You know,
they go on Shabbos, they wear a pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
That's it.
I've seen that here. I mean, if you
but in Israel, you saw about that.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. Do you know what's interesting?
So it's just a different type of
culture too.
Culture,
modesty, and sneer. You know, for a while at Temple Israel, the bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs, it was out of control because mainly the girls would wear.
Today we're up to learning the Hilchos Tzitzis, chapter 18, and we're up to section number 5, and here we have the question about sheets, pillows that have four corners. Do they require tzitzit? So he says, sadinim, sheets, means v'korim. Korim could mean blankets or pillows. Or I think korim or ksosi sometimes, I'm not sure exactly in the interchangeable. But what it means exactly, a blanket. Afal pi sha'odam yoshon behem lepa'amim b'yoyim. Although sometimes we sleep during the daytime, so we get a nap in the daytime. Kivon, but since she'ikra loy nasu nasa ela b'shvil halaylo, it's mainly made for nighttime. That's the main thing what it's made for. Lachein nikroim ksus laylo. That's why it's considered a garment of the night. A night garment doesn't mean that it's used exclusively only when it's nighttime. If you get into bed even while it's daytime a little bit, or you get up in the morning when it's light already, most of its use is used at the nighttime. It's considered to be a ksus laylo. Now remember, we said before that if you have a garment, according to one opinion, we say if you have a garment which is a night garment, even if you should wear that garment during the daytime, if it's a night garment, you don't have to wear it, according to one opinion, you don't have to wear it, tzitzis on it, upeturin min hatzitzis, and you'll be exempt from the tzitzit. That would be according to the one view that says that what is the definition of a night garment, meaning that it's used for the nighttime or used in the daytime. But then we had another opinion, and we ruled that we have to be stringent according to the other, both opinions. According to the other opinion that says ksus layla chayiv b'tzitzis, the other one said it doesn't matter what the designation of the garment is. All what it matters is when you use it. Even if it's a night garment that is designated for the nighttime and you use it at the daytime, you would still have to put on tzitzis. That's the other opinion. So l'divrei ha'omer ksus layla chayiv b'tzitzis, that even if it's a night garment, you would still need to use obligated tzitzis im loif shebayoyim if you use it during, if you put it on the daytime. So then it would seem that tzorich lahatil hatzitzis, you have to place tzitzis lisadinim to the sheets, the karim, and to the blankets or the pillows, shara adam yoshem behem babayker, because a person sleeps in them in the morning. I'm not sure, but a pillow you use to lay down your head on, so that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about a blanket which is covering you. The afal pikein, and yet the Rebbe says, look, people don't put tzitzis. We've never seen people putting on tzitzis on their blankets, on the sheets. No, and our sheets are actually made four-cornered, right? We have four-cornered sheets.
And you, yes, never, and no.
Why no?
Because some sheets can have rounded.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them that are...
There's both.
The simple accepted custom is not to put any tzitzis in them at all. Now, this would apply bein shehen shel tzemer, bein shehen shel pishtan, whether they're woolen or made out of flax. I think what he's alluding here over here what he's saying, whether, because in the Talmud itself there is a discussion whether any other garment outside of wool would even need to put tzitzis in it. Some say that the Torah, when the Torah talks about a garment means a woolen garment, unless the Torah exceptionally uses as a beged oir or something like that, or pishtun. You know, the Torah talks about various different types of materials of garment. But when the Torah just says that you should make tzitzis on the kanfei, of your garment, Susha, the Torah was only talking about a woolen. I believe that's the Gemara in the whole discussion in the Gemara. It's not the ruling like that. But whether it's semer, whether it's wool, whether bein sheim shel pishton, whether it's made out of linen, whether it's flax, linen, even the more important, even the pishton, which is definitely a garment, and even the pishton, in all cases, we don't put on the tzitzis at all. So what's the reason? What's the reason? Why not? Mipnei sheyesh emrim, because there's those that say sheloi chiva toira eloisum begodim shaodom iskasa bahem derech levisha. There are those that say that a blanket A sheet is not called a garment. It's called a cover. The Torah did not require to put tzitzis only in garments that a person uses, covers himself up in a way of a garment, derech levisha. That's lying in the bed. That's like a cover. That's a sheet. Shenemar, because the Torah says, asher tichase bo, that you cover yourself within it, and that is considered to be in a garment way, a garment that you cover yourself up, but not just anything that you cover, not just a blanket or a sheet. That's called more not cover, that's called a spread. A sheet, a blanket is more like a spread. It's spread out, not a cover on...
It's not something we'd wear to go out on the street.
A street, sure, yeah. But the word cover, kisui, cover, denotes covering up something, yes, as opposed to a spread, right. Like, you know, like you said, a bedspread. Right. You know, they have this. All these are all spreads. But if it's in a way of spreading, like sheets and these blankets, einon ikroin ksus klal. These are not called a cover. They're not called a garment, a ksus that the Torah was talking about, the level of ksus. Now he rules. He says, "Nevertheless, since there are those that disagree on this idea, that's one opinion, that's one view. But there is those that disagree. So, lochein. Therefore, he rules like this: if the sheets or the blanket is shel tzemer, is a woolen one, then he says, yase keren achat agula, then one of the corners should be a rounded corner." So in order to be exempt from tzitzis according to all opinions. Now the question is, why is he saying only from wool? This is based on the word I looked up quickly, based on the words of the Prime Godim explaining the view of the Magen Avraham. These are codifiers that the Alter Rebbe used to explain, to bring down his halacha. Now it doesn't bring down over there exactly, I didn't see the reasoning. Again, I'm going to just suggest, this is just off the top of my head, but I have to look in to the sources, that maybe a woolen garment, because there is more opinions that say that a woolen garment needs to have tzitzis, so therefore, we're only going to require you to buy a woolen garment. Since some people say that if it's not a wool garment, you don't need tzitzis altogether. It's not the halacha. Together with the other opinion that says that a sheet, that is a spread, and not a cover, a garment, is exempt. So combining these two opinions, he only requires you to round the corners if you're wearing a wool blanket. Now, I'm going to suggest to you that people may not be aware of this halacha. I'm not sure, because they do sell woolen blankets. There are blankets sold of wool, and people do use woolen blankets. I'm not sure how many people are actually aware of this halacha that they should not use a woolen blanket, or they have to round the corner if they use a woolen blanket.
Just round the corner, just sew it down.
Okay, but that's a job. But the question is, I think that people are, but Alter Rebbe rules to be stringent. People may rely on the more lenient opinion. See, and the Alter Rebbe says the simple minhag custom is not to put tzitzis on your spreads. But he still rules that if you're going to have it made out of wool, you should be stringent, regardless that the minhag custom is not to do so. So it means that he says to be stringent about it. But the reality is, I'm not sure that people pay attention to
probably
this particular...
Not, they don't consider it a garment.
Yeah, but... Maybe they're not aware that this is halacha, because right. it does require you at the end of the day to do that.
Because they're basing it on a garment and they don't consider that to be a garment.
Now, but I want to mention something else. This is all based on the assumption that blanket is a ksus laila. It's made for the night time. But what happens to the person who uses the blanket as a
lap blanket, like
no,
a wheelchair?
I'm talking about, okay, that's something, yeah, that's one thing. Good, that's one point. But what happens to some people that sleep during the daytime all the time?
They work nights.
Or if they're students in college or in yeshiva, who sleep during the day.
They they have a blanket and
they're up. They're up at night and they sleep during the day. You know, it's like the times of, it says by Mashiach, the night will be like the day. So they, by them, is only half Mashiach. The night is like the day, but the day is by the night. That's another thing. But times of Mashiach, they'll both be like daytime. The day will be day and the night. But here is just, but in any event, all jokes aside, it seems that I'm not sure whether this will apply. Because according to all opinions, if it's a day garment, it requires a tzitzit. I'm not sure whether that alone would be enough to say, but because it's a sheet, it doesn't need tzitzit. I'm thinking maybe the reason why it's a simple minhag not to put tzitzit on that is also based on the fact because on top of it, it's a night garment. But maybe if it wasn't a night garment, if it was a day garment, then maybe we should be more stringent. I'm not sure about that. That's something to look at.
How can you classify it though?
So basically, to say,
it's an item that can be used during the day or it can be used at night.
Yeah, you're right. But it's classified, I guess, by its use.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, so that's a good point. So you're saying another point. You're saying, what happens if it's a garment which is made, it sells in the store by a large majority of people? It's assumed that this is a night garment. The blankets are used at nighttime. That's what people do.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. What happens if you live in Alaska
and it
doesn't get dark? No. What about the other way? When it's only daylight.
Oh, go months for daylight. What? Months for nighttime.
But I'm talking about months for daylight. No, what are you going to do over there?
It was made for the night.
But it's made elsewhere for the night.
It's more relative.
But over there, everything will be relative.
But there's more darkness than lightness in the course of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the language...
Wait a minute, we'll go with the 51%.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, right. No. So maybe, I think that a garment is determined by each individual, the way they use it. I don't think it's determined by the way it's manufactured, way people think about it. Matter of fact, I think if you look in the order, the way the Alter Rebbe orders it, in his order of the Sif, it seems like he's basing it on, first he starts off and he's saying, well, you'll be exempt. Because it's exempt from the tzitzis. And he says, according to the other one, we have another lenient. That's the way he presents it. It almost seems that that's the way he wants to build his case for the leniency. It seems like, but if we remove that first step that he says over here, maybe he wouldn't be lenient. That's why he builds this seif over here. He builds it, building the level. That's what it seems like. First of all, it's permissible because it's only a night garment. But if we take away that premise, and it's no longer a night garment, because they're in Alaska or whatever, during that time of the year, now, again, you know, how do we exactly determine? That's another question. But let's say, hypothetically, we'll have a question. We'll have a problem. So, basically, it's possible that according to this, if, again, we're not ruling, but according to this, if, the way we understand it, reading it, that in other places, they should, they should put tzitzis on their sheets or have them rounded. I don't know.
The easiest thing is to round the corner. Solves the problem.
Okay. We're doing section 18. We're talking about the time, Zman Tzitzit, and we're up to section 6, Siv Vav. And now the question becomes, we know at nighttime is not the time of Tzitzit, so we have to have daytime. What is daytime? When can one make the blessing on the tzitzit? When is it considered to be daytime? Me'emasai mevorich al hatzitzit. From when can one start making the blessing on the tzitzit? Now, you can put on the tzitzit beforehand, but you can't make a bracha before when it's dark. So there's no problem putting on. Question is, when is the obligation of tzitzit begin so that you can make a blessing, because the blessing you only make when there is an obligation. So when could you, from what point can you make the blessing? So he says like this, Yesh Oimrim, there are those that say, and this is actually the very first Mishnah the first tractate in the Talmud, and the talks about these laws. So you find, you know, these laws are recorded in the Mishnah over there. So there is one opinion that says, "Mishayakir bein tcheles shabo lelovan shabo." From the point that it's enough light that you can tell the difference between these various colors of strands. Because remember, from the Torah, we have one tcheles, one blue kind of strand, and then the other ones are white. It has to be light enough so you can tell the difference between white and the tcheles, between the white and the tcheles color. And the reason for that is, why don't we just say, when it's morning, like everything, when do we start? When it's dawn, or when it's the sun starts, comes out. Why are we looking for a different shiur? Why are we saying a different shiur for the a time for looking at the tzitzit? Then we would just say that when, you know, whatever day begins for everything else, that is when the day begins for tzitzit is different, because shenemar, because the pasuk says in the verse, the pasuk says ur isem oisoy. The verse says you shall see them. You shall see the tzitzit. The verse says basically you see the tzitzit and you remember all the God's mitzvot. So there is something unique about this mitzvah, not just the daytime, but something which you have to see. Matter of fact, the whole premise that the nighttime is not the time for tzitzit is based on this verse, because it doesn't say anywhere put on the tzitzit during the day. It only says that you shall see. And seeing is done at the daytime when there is light. We're talking about there was no artificial lights at those times, so therefore when you see at daytime mostly, and not at nighttime. So therefore, we learn from this that you don't have tzitzis at the nighttime. Tzitzis, nighttime is not the time for tzitzit. That same verse tells us that it has to be able to be seen, and that means from the time, Mishasidiyah, Vehakoras, Hatcheles, from the time that you can see and you can start recognizing that there is tcheles, that's when the obligation begins.
But now that we don't use it.
What? Okay, well, we're just talking about the time frame.
Yeah.
So we have to know what time, we have to know how much light is it at the point when you can tell between tcheles and lovan. This is just telling you what time of the day is it. It's the time that when there was tcheles that you can tell tcheles and lovan, and that would apply today too, whatever time that is, and there is, they have defined the time what it is. It's not up to each and every one to go and look. I mean, all the measures of the Torah are measured that way. They didn't have the measuring, they didn't have clocks, they didn't have the measuring tools the way we have today, anything. So it all worked by some physical example. Size of an egg, the size of a fig, the size of a date, size of an olive, you know, that would. Then the measuring time was as long as it takes to walk from here to there. That's a measure of time. So everything, what the time of the daytime is, what, so everything works by some physical expression. And then we interpreted, at that point, we interpreted what it, how it actually translates today, that we have better ways to measure things, how to exactly say what time it is. And that's why we have sometimes also difference of opinions, because the question is exactly how to measure it. But in any event, he says here that others say that the Yeshem, the Shasidiyah, that the time of seeing is not really connected to being able to see a difference between the blue wool and the white wool, to be able to tell the white, the blue wool, but rather, or the tcheles, but rather, as soon as dawn, nikram shiyala amud ashachar, as soon as dawn comes. What does it mean? Because when dawn happens, you don't see the sun already, but there's enough light over there, sha'oz, yichoylim liris asatzitzis. Then you are able, at the time of dawn, you can see the tzitzis. You don't need to recognize specifically the blue. You can see the tzitzis. That's already good enough. Even though you cannot yet distinguish between the tcheles and the white, he still can make a bracha. It's okay. It's already, the time is there. Why? Because the time of the obligation has already rested upon him. And the Alter Rebbe adds, so is the custom. Especially if you take a look, you know, over here, like in the short days, like in the winter days over here, and the people got to go to work, and when they start to daven, it's pitch black. They can't see at all. So sometimes what they do, and we'll see in a minute, sometimes what they do, we'll see in the next section, they have to wait. You know, they have to wait. They want to daven, they want to use the talit. We'll see in a minute. So what happens in those cases? So but he says that's the custom, that we will make the bracha starting with dawn. That's okay. However, he says, nevertheless, still, toiv lizoyer lechatchila. It's better to be careful to begin with. To start with, the right way to do things is lilbish esatalis bebracha, not to put on the talis with saying the bracha, at sheyakir beintchila shabbat lelavan shabbat, until the time that he can tell between the tcheles and the whiteness. So what he's saying is, don't put on the talis and make a bracha at that point yet. And he's going to tell you what happens, because sometimes it's necessary, sometimes you can't wait with putting on of the talis. The problem is like this, in the middle of the davening, once you start saying the Baruch Shomar in the beginning of the davening, one is not allowed to interrupt with speaking. You can't even make a bracha. So you have a problem. So, but davening, technically, the people can start davening already from when it's dawn. When it's dawn, they can start davening already. Well, if they're pressed. So they start davening then. But they can't put on the talis then. So now we're going to have a problem. We have to wait. So he tells you, don't, when you put on the talis, don't put on the talis with a bracha. Wait with your bracha, with the blessing, until the time that you can tell between blue and white. Wait at that time, till that time arrives. So let's say that the time is 6:30 is when you can start seeing. 6:30 a.m. is when you can start seeing between blue and white. But davening, let's say you can start at 6:15. So, but what are you going to do? Now you have 15 minutes. You're not going to daven without the talis. So that's what we're going to learn now, what you do in a case like that, and which is very real, and it's very relevant all the time because of the situation. So in section 7, Siv Zayin, so what happens in the situation with the person can't wait? So we'll see another circumstance. So, like for example, Hamisatev batzitzis koidim shiyalo amud hashachar. Now, in this case, it's actually even the case that we're talking about is not even the case that we were talking before. In our case, we were saying that if you have to wrap yourself around the talis, like in the case I gave over there, so you should not put it on with a bracha, and then you'll make the bracha later on when the time comes. But in this case, if it's already dawn, according to one opinion, we said that he can already do it. That's the minhag. So, okay, he wants to put on the talis, say the bracha. But the Alter Rebbe suggests better not to put the talis with the bracha until the right time. So when you put on the talis, so the Alter Rebbe advocates to start the davening or to start the talis putting on when you already have the right time outside, so you can put on the talis and make the bracha. But sometimes we put on the talis, and that's why the Alter Rebbe doesn't give her a choice. He doesn't give this scenario that we're saying, oh, the person has to start davening early, what should he do? He's not saying, he just says to you that if you have to start davening, if it's after Amud HaShachar, after dawn, and you have to start davening, okay, put on the talis, and the custom that people do is, they make the bracha. And Alter Rebbe says, however, it's better not to put on a talis with a bracha until the time. So he's basically advocating that you should wait. But sometimes we have to put on the talis even before dawn, which according to all opinions is not the time to make a bracha. But then your talis stays on you till after dawn. Now it becomes already daytime, so you're having talis. Like, for example, one who wraps himself up with the tzitzis before dawn. As for example, or like in the day of slichas. On slichas, you do it early morning, so they do it, and we said before, that in the days of slichas, even though at night time we don't put on a talis, but the shliach tzibur, the one who leads the services, it's okay for him to put on the talis, because everybody knows that he's doing it for the honor of the community, he's not doing it for the mitzvah of tzitzis, so he does put on a talis. So when you say slichot in the morning, then you would have the talis on you already, right? So, now, do you make a bracha? You don't make a bracha. It says, lo yivarech aleihem. You don't make a bracha. Why? Because nighttime, you don't make a bracha. On the tzitzis that we put on the nighttime, we don't make a bracha. Now, even, remember, even according to the opinion that we learned before, even according to the opinion that we learned that the nighttime, if it's a garment which is used a day and a nighttime, even when you put it in at nighttime, you would make a bracha. We learned that's one opinion. And but the Alter Rebbe ruled that we are stringent, we are stringent in both opinions, but we put in tzitzis even in a garment that is used day and nighttime, but a bracha will not be said, because some others say that at nighttime you don't make a bracha. So if you put on a talis at nighttime, according to all opinions, you're not going to make a bracha. Even according to the opinion, even though there is an opinion that would say that a talis is not considered a nighttime garment, it's considered a daytime garment, and a daytime garment, if you put it at nighttime, requires a bracha. So that's that opinion. But we don't make a bracha because we take both opinion. When it comes to a bracha, we rule that we don't make the bracha. So when you're putting on the talis before dawn, you're not going to make a bracha. Why? Because it's nighttime. And at nighttime, we don't make a bracha. Period. On a talis. We don't make a bracha on a talis. So what happens? You have the talis on. You're not taking off your talis. Then, he says, Uluk sheyoyir hayoyim, when the day becomes light. Now, I'm going to assume that Yoyer HaYoyim means that at this point, it's already going to be that he can tell between the blue. Not, it doesn't say, look, when it becomes dawn. Now he's saying, that do it the right way, like he suggested. So when the day actually becomes light enough so that it has the shear when the tzitzis, according to all opinions, when the tzitzis are worn. And you know, you'd have to ask a separate shaila, what happens if he has to leave the shul? So then he'll do like the regular time, so then he'll go by dawn. Usually he'll make by the minhag of everybody else. But we're talking about a person sets lichas, and then they go on a daven, and he wants to keep on the talis. And then so then, when the day shines, yimashmish b'tzitzioysof, he tells you to feel your tzitzis, the tzitzis, and he says, vivorech aleihem, and he should make a bracha on the tzitzis then when you're in the morning. Why? But he's not putting on the garment. The garment is already upon him. He's already wearing the garment. And now we're making a bracha to put on the talis, and he already has the talis on already. So he says, Mishum Dahamim Mashmish, one who feels his tzitzis, is Ukiilu Loivsham Achshom. Then it's as if he's putting him on now. So he's sort of putting him on now. But so he's saying the bracha that you're making is for what you're doing now. You can't make a bracha for the past, you know, what I did before. That's gone already. You know, what you've done, you've done. we want to make a bracha for doing the mitzvah. Now the mitzvah, it's on you already. You can't make a bracha. We want to make the bracha for the mitzvah that we're going to do. So you're not going to make a bracha on the bread after you finished eating. Hamotzei lechem min ha'aretz, it's done already. It's you've eaten. That's a birchas hanenin. Or the same thing for a mitzvah. If you do the shofar now, you're not going to make a bracha later on. He's commanded the shofar for what you've done before. You always do the mitzvah at the time. The bracha is done at the time that you do the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah putting on, so but at the time that he put on the talis, he wasn't doing the mitzvah. Now, he can't actually, and then he's not doing a mitzvah, then the talis sort of is on him already. So from that point, even though he's not with a talis, but he's not doing a mitzvah, putting on a four corner talis with tzitzis, because he's not doing anything, it's just, it's there, it's upon him. So also, apparently, you can't just make a bracha, like say at the crack of dawn, or at the crack when as soon as when he can see enough, let him just make a bracha then. He isn't doing anything at the point. So you have to make a bracha for putting on the talis. You don't make a bracha just for having the talis on you. The bracha is that you say is to wrap yourself up with the tzitzis, or for the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's when the putting on of the tzitzis. So in this case, since he's feeling his tzitzis, that's considered like putting it on there. But the imlo yimashmish behem. But if he should not just feel his tzitzis, just make a bracha. Eich shayich levorich achshav. How does it apply to make a bracha now? It won't connect. Al mashe yolavash kvar koydim shol amud hashachar, and that which he had put on before amud hashachar. So you're making a bracha now for then. So even though then he wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvah, but he's making a bracha now for something that he did before. And you know, it's an extended mitzvah, it doesn't apply that time to make a bracha, and that's why he has to feel his tzitzis. So that's considered like he's putting them on now, so he's making on for putting it on now. So the same rule would apply in the shul if they have to daven early. So they put on the talis for the davening, and then when it comes to time, provided that they can interrupt, they feel the tzitzis, and then they make a bracha then. If actually they are in the middle of the davening, they can't make a bracha, they can't make a bracha altogether. They have to wait till after they finish the whole davening, after they finish the amidah, and then they'll make a bracha on the talis. If they want to make a bracha on the talis, they fill the tzitzis and make the bracha on the talis. But otherwise, you can't make a bracha on the past. And that's why the Alter Rebbe doesn't seem to over here to entertain that. He says, put on the talis only after l'chatchila, either after dawn or when you can see it, Mashira.
So it doesn't cover what you've said prior. Let's say 15 minutes have gone by, you've had
it doesn't cover, so it's not done. But you, so the bracha, a bracha, we have to understand, generally speaking, what is a bracha? A bracha is not part of the mitzvah. If you put on a talit and you didn't make the bracha on the talit, it's not that you were not performing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is there. That's it. You know, you're doing the mitzvah regardless. If you shook the lulav, or you heard the shofar, or any mitzvah that you've done, if you lit the Shabbos candles, and you didn't make the bracha, you still did the mitzvah. Making a bracha is not part of the mitzvah itself. It's a separate mitzvah to make a bracha for the mitzvah. For the mitzvah, you make a bracha. But it doesn't take away from the mitzvah itself. You're not doing the mitzvah any less. You just did a mitzvah without making a bracha. There is a requirement that when you do a mitzvah, that you also make a bracha. So, in this case, we're saying, okay, the talis you're wearing, that's not a problem. But the question is, you also want to have fulfilled the obligation of making the bracha. How are you going to fulfill your obligation of making a bracha on it? So he's giving you your advice. He says, can't just make a bracha, because you're making a bracha on something of the past, you can't do that. But you could make a bracha for being mashmish b'tzitzis Yosef. Now, it doesn't only mean, let's say for example, a person puts on a talis, just put on the talis. He forgot to make the bracha. And then all of a sudden he says, oh, you know what, I put on the talis, I forgot to make the bracha. He can't just go ahead and make a bracha now. even though he put it on, it was after Alisha Shachar, it was daytime, you can't just make a bracha now, because you can't make a bracha what you put on already before. You can shake the tzitzis and then do it. The same thing is, if you remembered that you lit the Shabbos candles Friday night, and you forgot to say the bracha. When Shabbos comes, you can't go ahead and say the bracha, because it's too late. What are you going to do? You can't do the, it's too late. Same thing would go for the tefillin. The tefillin, you can also move touch, we'll learn the laws of tefillin. It's considered like you're doing it at that point. So you have to make the bracha on that point that you are fulfilling at some point, as if you're putting it on. For that, you got to feel the tzitzis, yeah?
So, if that's the case, the tzitzis, you don't put on the talus until you see the light, you're not supposed to have the bracha. Why are you even putting it on?
Okay, so because there is one thing about putting it on to daven with a prayer shawl. So there is something about the prayer not being done without the talus. So you're right. So what's the point? You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. But there is two parts of the talus we learned. Is one part is a mitzvah, and the other part is to doing it to prayer of to daven with a talus. So
but it's still dark out, and the thing says if it's dark, you shouldn't wear it, right?
Shouldn't wear it. You're right.
Shouldn't.
But that's why actually. Before Amud HaShachar, unless it's Slichas, unless he's leading the services, another person should not put on the talis. He's not giving you that option for another person to put on the talis. Another person should not put on the talis only because he's doing Slichas and he's leading the services. Do we allow him to put on the talis while it's nighttime? Other person shouldn't put on. So you're right. You can't put on a talis just like that because he says... And you have to even take it off. The exception was Yom Kippur.
Right.
We learned.
Right.
And Yom Kippur, and even we talked. He didn't talk. We added that after Ne'ilah, people put it on their shoulders, not on their head.
Right.
Okay, that's the exception. But ordinarily, one should not put on a talis at nighttime, unless he's a shliach tzibur, because the shliach tzibur had an exemption, because everybody knows he does it for the honor of the tzibur. So the people that are putting on the talis are actually going to be putting it on after dawn. Before dawn, they shouldn't put on the talus.
And what if they daven shachris and they don't put on the talus?
Okay, so they daven shachris without a talus. They didn't fulfill their obligation of daven. You can daven without a talus also.
But they're going to put the tefillin on, right?
Yeah, well, the tefillin is also its own time.
That's a problem.
Also that. That's also a problem. But that doesn't require, the tzitzis needs a later time, because the Torah says you shall see, and to see is later than dawn.
Right.
Dawn is not yet the time, it's just a little bit light. There's not enough light at dawn in order to be able to see. And therefore, according to this opinion, to see means to know the distinction
between the
tzitzis and colors. So that's why it's a later time that tzitzis, but everything else, no.
Is this from Brachos?
Huh?
Were you reading from Brachos? The laws about the tzitzis, the color that you should see?
Yeah, that's from the verse from the Torah. In the Torah verse, this is the parsha of tzitzit that we say in the Shema Yisrael. Over there it says, Rizmoso. Now, finally, the final section 8. Sifches. Im isativ betzitzis achar tfilas arvis. If a person wraps up in tzitzis after he prayed the evening prayers. So, technically, the evening prayers need to be done at nighttime. However, starting from what's called Plaga Mincha, 1 1/4 sections before nighttime, one is already allowed to do Maariv. So you notice in a lot of shuls, including here, it's hard for the people, it's hard for the minyan to keep going. The right way to do it is you daven Mincha before sunset, you give a shear for a class for 20-25 minutes, whatever there is, it depends on the day, and then you daven Maariv. But the reality is that people can't always make the minyan that way. People are not going to sit through, and you can't get a minyan not for Mincha, not for Maariv separately, so you bunch them up together. Maybe the rabbi will speak a few words in between just to make a disruption, but they'll daven Mincha before the Shkia, and they'll daven Maariv after the Shkia. And actually, you can... In, if you're really pressed, you can do Mincha Maariv even earlier. But the bottom line is, it's not yet really nighttime, because the sun has not yet set, or even if the sun has set, the stars have not come out yet. And yet one can daven Maariv. So what happens? One davens Maariv, and that was a common practice in the Shulchan Aruch, even time the Shulchan Aruch, that people would daven Maariv while it's earlier. They'd get together the shul. Also take consideration, taking into consideration that their shuls were in the field, outside, people were afraid to walk home, it was dark, they were stumbling. They needed to get home after they finished services, needed to get home while there was still some natural light out there. So the people did daven Maariv before sunset, or they daven Maariv at least before the stars came out. So there was but it's still the daytime. So what happens if you daven Maariv, and now you're putting on a talis? So, from the talis perspective, any time during the daytime that you should put on a talis, you would have to make a bracha. If you came to the shul in the middle of the day, and you just put on the talis, you need to make a bracha because you're fulfilling a mitzvah, or at any point throughout the day. But what happens? Like the other day, I went to another shul. And we're davening mincha, somebody had his talis and tefillin on while we're davening mincha. So he was doing his talis and tefillin. Okay, he probably didn't put on his talis and tefillin in the morning, so it was good. So he did mincha with his talis and tefillin. He couldn't do shakras anymore, it was too late. So he did mincha, but he did it with his talis, and he did it with his tefillin. So now, but the question becomes, what happens? Somebody didn't put on the talis today. But he davened Maariv, and then he realized, I didn't put on my talis today. So he wants to go put on the talis. So here we're going to say, as far as you are concerned, it's already nighttime by you. Because you davened Maariv, when you davened Maariv, that's your nighttime. Even though the outside it's not nighttime, but it's your nighttime. And you can't make a bracha on the talis that you're going to put on if you already davened Maariv. Even though you davened Maariv, and it's not nighttime. This is what it says. What?
It's like Alaska.
Like in Alaska? No, in Alaska, it's for everybody that way.
So don't you daven Maariv even though it's daylight, because it is a day change.
Oh, that's another interesting. Problem. When do they daven over there? We discussed that in the Rebbe's letters when we were learning.
Where you live? Where you come from?
Yeah. How do they divide over there? We discussed that. I mean, Rebbe and many others address this issue. What they do over there, you know, with Maariv and then with Shabbos and
right.
with various different things.
Well, when the astronauts went up, they told them to base it on where they live.
And we're on their place. So I think what the Rebbe said, I think over there it goes by the majority of the world or something like that. I mean, because you don't have, the sun never sets really.
In the winter, it's dark for
those funny
15
things.
Days.
Yesterday, I got a call, it was 3 a.m., and I got a call from Australia. So I said, it's not Shabbos yet by you. My son calls me from Australia. Yeah. I said, it's not Shabbos. I said, what time is it by you? So I was curious. So it was 3 a.m. here. So I looked at my world clock. I see over there it's already 7 o'clock.
P.M.
7 p.m. on Shabbos, on Friday afternoon. By me, it's 3 a.m.
It's not dark yet.
By him, it's 7. He says, Shabbos is not till about 9 o'clock. Then I went to the schedule, then I looked up on the schedule of lighting candles, and I saw that lighting candles is another hour and a half over there, or whatever it was exactly. I'm not saying exactly, but it was so the time does a whole...
The earth is moving.
Yeah. So
we actually, this time of the year, we're closer to the sun. So once the winter comes, the earth is moving, the tilt. So in the summer, we're further away, and that's why we get more sunlight, because the tilt of the axis.
We have a wider arc.
Yeah, but in the winter, the earth is closer to the sun.
I know. I remember learning that.
Yeah,
it's amazing, and yet it's colder.
Yeah.
But it's just the angle that the sun gets.
Yeah.
But I think you can take it as a lesson to Hashem. You know what? That people think that they may be further. I mean, if the sun is the heat of the Torah and Hashem,
right,
and we are the people, so sometimes you think that you're farther away. And therefore, you're colder. But the truth of the matter, no. If you're just in the right angle, I will elaborate it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
If you're in the right angle, then you can get more heat than even then. And that's why the Jewish people over here are considered in this world on a greater connection to God than even the angels. Even though metaphorically speaking, the angels are closer to God on a level that they're more recognition, more appreciation of God, but yet they're colder, they're further away. But we are further away, but we have the right angle, because the angle, not seifim b'tchilosim, the end connects to the beginning. So even though we're at the end, we're further away, but we get it. But that's a discussion for another time. Okay, but let's just see this, say it inside. It says, in section 8, im esatev betzitzis achar tfilas arvis, if a person wraps himself up with the tzitzit after praying Mariv. Now, if it's nighttime, what do you mean he's wrapping? He's not wrapping himself, he's not allowed to wrap himself. What we're talking about, it's not nighttime, he just prayed. Lo yivarech aleihem. He shall not bless on them, make the bracha on the tzitzit. Sharek var oso lo yisusha laylo bitfilose. Because he has already made that time, it's night, by his prayer. When you prayed, you said it's nighttime. Otherwise, why do you say the prayer? So you made it nighttime. So you cannot put on, you cannot make a bracha on the talis. So now, however, he says, it's a little bit tricky the way it says, the way it's written here. It almost seems like if you missed out on putting on the talis, it doesn't say so clearly, but I'm trying to deduce it from the language over here. And of course, everything I say, I'm just reading from the Shulchan Aruch here. You got to go look back in the sources to really give an educated guess. I'm just saying it at the point from what it seems from this wording over here. It almost seems like you should be wrapping up with the talis. This is talking about a person who didn't wrap up with the tzitzis, and he davened, let's say, and he didn't put on his talis, and he davened Marv already, and he didn't put on the talis, so he's basically advocating to him, you should put on the tzitzis, but don't make a bracha. Because he's saying, if you're wrapping up with tzitzis, he's not telling you don't wrap up with tzitzis because you can't make a bracha. Go ahead, wrap up with tzitzis, even though it's nighttime. For you, it doesn't apply that people are going to say it's not Zman Tzitzis, so which would provide the normal prohibition, because by everybody else it's daytime, it's still daytime, it doesn't apply to that particular time. We don't worry about that time. So there's no problem of putting on Tzitzis. But a bracha you can't make really, but it almost seems like it's okay for you to put on the Tzitzis. But he says, Avalim adayin lo yispalo, but if you didn't daven yet, you can make a bracha, yochel livorech aleihem ad tzeisa kechovim. You can make a bracha on them until the stars comes out. So if you want to put on, if you missed out the talis, you can put on a talis until the stars come out. That is the time that you can put on your talis, is ad tzeisa kechovim. So basically now we have the beginning. So the beginning is from when you can tell, according at least to the Rambam. It's either from dawn to tzeisa kechovim, or it's from when the time you can tell between white and blue, loven and tcheles, until the stars comes out. But however, if you daven Marif, then don't say a bracha. But it almost seems like if you didn't put on the talis, you should still put on the talis as long as it's not Now the Shulchan Aruch goes according to the rule that the nighttime is at when the three stars comes out.
Right.
But that's also not so clear, because nighttime might begin after Shkia, after the sun sets. So there is that view too, which therefore practical purposes is one cannot really put on the talis after the sun sets, after what's called Shkia,
yeah,
not after the Tzeisa Kechavim. Even though the Alter Rebbe writes the Tzeisa Kechavim, because the assumption here is that Tzeisa Kechavim is the nighttime, but as the Alter Rebbe rules in the Siddur later on, is the nighttime really is Tzeis HaKechavim, is when the stars comes out. Yeah?
So this, okay. So because they had to get, so if the sun sets at 5 o'clock, it's usually, what, 20 minutes till the three stars?
It's, it depends, four mil, yeah, depends, right. And depends also on the time of the year, because it's not always
uniform.
Not uniform. But okay. The Rebbe said in the letter, and that's what the Rav used to say, that it's approximately in New York, it's also depending where you are. Yeah. Over there in New York, it used to be like an hour and 5 minutes cover all the times.
So cover yourself.
Oh yeah, for Shabbos, you know, that would after Marv. Yes,